You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to our study on Psalm 119. And I trust that you have your Bible ready to go through this psalm with me as I teach on this psalm. I trust that you will learn from the Word of God and apply these words to your hearts. Verse 83 said, "For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes." He was saying, my vision has become obscured. I'm not seeing right, Lord, but I still remember your words. Many times it doesn't look clear to us, but we still hold firmly to the word of God. We still remember his words to us, his promises to us. His faithful promises is our shield and buckler. So we hold firmly to the word, whether we are seeing clear or not. Because his words is true. His word is that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. So his words will show us the direction that we ought to take. Verse 84 said, "How many are the days of thy servants? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me?" He was saying, what is my lifespan, Lord? How long will I live? When will you avenge mine enemies who try to harm me? Many times we turn to God and we are looking to God to avenge our enemies. But the word of God tells us in Romans 12, verse 19. In Romans 12, 19, the word of God says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." So let us not wonder, what happened to my enemy? I see them prospering and all these things happening to them. Lord, will you not avenge mine enemies? But the Lord reminded us in his word, as we read in Romans 12, 19, that vengeance is his, he will repay. So let us not get ourselves all worked up with what is going on around us. Let us not fret ourselves because of evildoers and because of the workers of iniquity. But let us place our eyes on Jesus. Keep our focus on him, looking on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy, his word said, that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the very shame. Jesus endured the cross for us. He disregarded the shame of the cross just for us, just for our redemption. Let us consider Jesus in everything and let us not fret ourselves because of our enemies around us. Verse 85 said, "The proud have digged pits for me which are not after thy law." The arrogant, they have set traps for me, which are not according to your word. They have set traps for me, Lord. But God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in trouble. So let us turn to him in everything. Let us not omit from telling him everything. We have to take everything to him in prayer. And many times things trouble us and we say, oh, this is too small to take to God. But God is saying, take everything to me in prayer. Bring it to me and I will take care of it. Verse 86 said, "All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me." What the psalmist was saying there, all of your words are trustworthy. They come after me with wrong intentions. Please be my help. Please help me, Lord. They are coming after me. Their intentions are not right. But I trust in your words because only your words are trustworthy. Let us put our trust in the word of God and know that when we put our trust in him, we shall be like that tree, as he spoke of in Jeremiah 17, that the leaves will always be green and we will always be fruitful because we are planted by that river of water. Verse 87 said, they had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precept. They had almost devoured me on this earth. They almost devoured me on this land where I live, but I never turned my back on your word. Many times, so many snares are set for us, and they all will have this same prayer like the psalmist who cries out, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so I shall keep thy testimony. His desire was to keep the word of God, was to obey the word of God. But when our souls are cast down, we can't even keep the word of God the way that we would want to. But we pray today that we will cry out like the psalmist said, revive me, O God, revive me, quicken thou me according to your mercies, so I will obey your word. We go on to the 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which heads the next 8 verses, and that's Lamed. And Lamed is a symbol of learning. The Lamed indicates that spiritual learning is the heart of human existence. Verse 89 of Psalm 119. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. For all time, Lord, your word is established in heaven. So the word of God is already established in heaven. So when he said that his word will not return to him void, let us know that as his words come to us, we have to believe his word. That it is already established in heaven. It is already settled. So whatever he says he's going to do, he will do. So we know that he's God. He cannot turn back on his word. So he will perform his word that is already established in heaven. Verse 90 said, thy faithfulness is unto all generation. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. Your loving kindness is to all generation. So God is not only for one generation and not for the other. His faithfulness is unto all generation. You have settled, you have established the earth and it remains, it abideth. So God has made the earth, he settled it and it remains. And his loving kindness is unto all generation. Not some, but all generation. Verse 91. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. They continue up to now as you have appointed, for they all serve you. So So let us continue to serve the Lord with gladness. For he has appointed us. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, according to John 15. So let us know that the Lord has called us. He has appointed us and we are to serve him with gladness. Let us serve him with gladness, for he is our God and our keeper. Verse 92 said, unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. The psalmist said, if I did not take pleasure in your word, I would have been destroyed in my affliction. So we now have to understand that we have to take pleasure in the word of the Lord. We have to love the word of the Lord. And we have to know that whatever comes to us, we will not be destroyed. Because many times we are cast down, but the word of God said, cast down but not destroyed, because we bear in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. The mark of Christ is on us. Those of us who have placed our trust in him, his mark is on us. And no matter what we go through, no matter what comes up against us, if we take pleasure in the word of God, when affliction comes, we will not be destroyed. Let us hold firmly to the word of God. Let us believe what the Lord is saying to us. The word of God stands forever. Verse 93, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. He's saying, I will never forget your rules, Lord, for I have been revived because of them. Let us not forget the word of the Lord. We don't want to be forgetful hearers, but we want to be doers of the Lord. For the word of God is able to revive us. The word of God quickens. The word of God is spirit and it is life. We want to be revived, but we must purpose in our hearts not to forget the word of God. Keep saying to the Lord, Lord, remind me of your word. Remind me of the word that you have given us. For the word of God tells us that we are clean only through the word of God. Verse 94, I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus, that we can speak confidently and say, I am thine. Save me. We must be sure of our identity in Christ Jesus. We must know who we are. The word of God says the Spirit of God bears witness with us that we belong to him. So we who have the Spirit of God in us must walk with the assurance of who we are, that we can say like the psalmist, I belong to you, Lord. Rescue me, for I have searched for your ways. Are we seeking his ways? Are we seeking for him? He said if we seek for him with our whole heart, we will find him. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus and go forth confidently. Let us not cast away our confidence, which has great recompense of reward. We want to go forth with confidence and call upon the Lord with confidence. Come boldly to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and to find grace, so we can speak with boldness like this psalmist, I am thine, Lord, save me. Verse 95 said, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. The wicked have laid wait to destroy me. So many traps are set for the children of God, but I will think about your words. My mind will be upon your word, not upon the traps that the enemy are setting. But my mind will be upon your words, Jesus. I will consider your words. I will consider what Jesus has gone through for me. I will consider that I have hope. And my hope is in Jesus Christ alone. My hope is built on nothing less than his blood and righteousness. I will think about the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for me, and that I am justified by faith in what he has done at the cross for me. What are we thinking about in this time? What are our thoughts focused on? Let us be focused on Christ Jesus, who he is, and what he has done for us at the cross. Verse 96 said, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Everything that what he was saying, everything that seemed so complete came to an end. But your word stands forever. Many times, sometimes in life, we see some things that look like they would last forever. Many times, even some friendship, we think that they would last forever. But no, only the word of God stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. We go on to the 13th letter, which heads the next 8 verses of this psalm. Mem. This Hebrew letter means water. This represents water. The waters of wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. The word of God is that water that washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Verse 97 said, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Can we say like the psalmist today, oh, how I delight in your word. We want to delight in the word of God again. We want to come back when we hear the word of God. We are so excited again about the word. He said, oh, how I delight in your word. I meditate on it all the day. What are we meditating on? What is in our mind? What are we thinking about? We want to be meditating upon the word of God. We want to come to love the word of God. We want to come to love Jesus. We want to love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. We want to love him with all of our being. And we want to delight in the word of the Lord and meditate on his word day, all through the day, all through the time. We should be meditating upon the word of God. Verse 98 says, thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Lord, you through your commandments, you through your words, have given me more insight than my enemies, for they are always present. We always will have enemies, but the word of God in us give us insight, so we know how to escape from the enemy because of the word that is in us. The word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. We want the word of God to be in us so that we are not concentrating upon what the enemy is doing, but we are concentrating upon the word of God. Verse 99 said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I have more revelation than my teachers. Can you imagine a student coming up to you and you're wondering, you're teaching, but yet still the student is saying that he's saying some things that haven't yet been revealed to you. And this is what is showing us, that when we spend time in the word of God, it doesn't matter who we are among, then we can speak God's word with boldness because he has revealed his words to us. The psalmist said, I have more revelation than my teachers, because I meditate upon your words. Let us find time, people of God, to meditate upon the word of God. We are living in a fast-paced society where we don't stop again and spend time to do anything. But we want to stop and spend time to sit and to meditate upon the word of the Lord, to go over it over and over and over in our minds, and allow that word to come into our souls and reform us. We want the word of God to change us. We want the revelation of the word to bring forth change, and we want to be, to have more understanding than even our teachers, as the psalmist said. So let us meditate upon God's word, and he will give us the understanding of his words so that we can walk in truth as he has called us to. Verse 100 said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. So even a young person can stand up and say, I understand even more than the elderly because I have kept thy precepts. I have more understanding than the aged because I have kept thy precepts. I observe to follow your rules. Are we willing and ready to follow God's laws, God's rules, God's words for us? We have to make up in our minds to follow what the Lord says that we are to do. Verse 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. We have to make a decision to restrain ourselves from doing any wicked deeds. We have to make the choice to do what is right. Life and death before us. Choose life. Choose to do what is right. The psalmist said, I have restrained myself from doing any wicked deeds so that I might obey your words. Verse 102 said, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. The psalmist was confidently saying, I have not turned away from your justice because you are my teacher. You are the one who taught me. Allow the Holy Spirit. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to teach us God's ways. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to show us, to guide us in all truth. And the word guide there means steer. He's willing and ready to steer us in the right direction. But we have to acknowledge him. The word of God said we have to acknowledge him in everything, and he will direct our path. Verse 103 said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are your words to me, O God. Yes, sweeter than honey to my taste. I trust that all of us that are listening to this broadcast must have tasted honey sometimes in our lives. And when we taste honey, I'm telling you, it is very sweet. It is sweet. And the psalmist was saying that your words are sweeter than honey to my mouth. Is the word of God sweet to you today? Is it sweeter than honey? Is it so sweet that you don't even want to put down the Bible? We want to come back to that place where we are so much in love with the word. It becomes so sweet to us that we don't even want to put down the Bible. And sometimes we think of ourselves even reading a book that is so gripping. And sometimes we are there and we have that book in our hand and we're going even to get something to eat with that book holding on to. We want to have a love for the word of God that it becomes so sweet to our taste that we will hold on firmly to the word of God. And every time we hear that, the word of God, something in us will ignite. We want that fire to be burning in us. When we hear the word of God, it becomes so sweet to us that it's sweet to our taste. It will become palatable to us. We will eat and we will digest. And that same word will reform us and transform our lives so that our actions will be in alignment with the word of God. Verse 104, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. He was saying, by obeying your rules, I gain understanding. And because of that, I hate every wrongdoings. I hate everything that is not of you. So when we start to obey the word of God, we gain understanding. And whatever is not right, we will start to hate it. We will start to love what he loves and hate what he hates. So we want to love the word of God. We want to obey the rules of God. We want not just to be hearers of the word, but we want to be doers of the word. We want to live in humble obedience to the word of God. We want to stand in awe of the word of God, knowing that it is not by might, not by our ability, but it is by his spirit. The word of God is spirit and it is life. It quickens us. It brings us to that place of humble obedience. We don't want to just be listeners or hearers of the word, but we want to purpose in our hearts that when I hear this word, I will obey it. And because we are walking in obedience, we will hate all the wrong deeds and we will do what is right. Let us come back to the word. Let us come back to that place of loving God's word again. Coming back to Jesus Christ, who is the word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. John said we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. He's filled with grace and truth, grace and merited favor to help us in the time of need, and his truth that brings conviction to our hearts and shows us the path that we ought to take. We want to continue to walk in love and in unity, being in unison to the word of God. Through his precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Let us walk in obedience to God's word. Let us hate evil and love good. Let us know that God is for us and he's not against us. He loves us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness, he has drawn us to himself. The 14th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Nun. And the Nun is the symbol of faithfulness. The Nun stands for humility, as it is bent both above and below. And if you notice in your Bible, the Nun, the top section is bent and also the bottom. And it represents the humility that God's people are supposed to walk in. And as children of God, we want to walk in that humility. So Nun is the 14th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it starts the next 8 verses. And then we'll go on to verse 105, which said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your words give light to where I am at this moment and illuminates where I am going. The word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Lord is light.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.